This broadcast has been approved by the Church of Scientology. So saith Tom Cruise, so say we all.
Hi, this is Sean Parrott. Please leave me a message, and God bless America.
Hey, let me ask you kids a question.
What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Manty Dog Radio or Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's the podcast? It's never runny. It's the Manty Dog Radio or Whoop-de-doo.
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 Live from the Happy for Apathy Studios in beautiful Nashville, Arkansas. It's a Manty Dog Radio or Whoop-de-doo. And here's your host, the lovely and talented Jesse Perry, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, everybody. Sounding
hey.
Good?
Hey.
Oh, man. Hey. Welcome to the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
Oh, this is very exciting. I'm your intrepid host, Jesse Perry. With me, as always, is our beloved Fungineer, Mr. Mark Anunson.
Hola, amigos.
Now, Sean Parrott is not here this week. He did not survive the Dane Cook concert, and his brother Tron was out of the state.
Too vicious of a circle.
Indeed. Ooh. Who's that in the distance?
Somewhere. What's that voice, mommy?
It sounds familiar. Could it be our good friend, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chad Ryden is back.
America's Woo! Favorite comedian of all time. Thank you.
Chad, it is a pleasure. How is the road treating you?
Very poorly. I'm
terrific.
I'm eating rice and crow.
Rice and crow.
Beautiful.
Wow, you said rice really harshly.
If you grill it, it's not so harsh.
Beautiful.
All right.
I'm
well,
lonely. We're doing it. Podcast.
Now, this is very exciting. Okay. We have a lot of great stuff coming up. You know, last week I mentioned revereradionetwork.com.
Who?
The people that first gave us this gig that play us on their Hoodle Scoodle.
Never heard of them.
Rescheduled us several times, and Chad scolded me because no one would ever hear of them, but I made the point that no one's heard of Chad.
Well,
however,
touche.
When we post that episode, naturally, right after the episode, I get a letter. Our ratings have never been higher on Revere Radio Network, which means, I guess, that the main system admin is now listening. So,
our listeners.
I am thrilled. They're going to be hopefully helping us out with our live show. We got a great live show coming up in Nashville, Tennessee. Bongo Java, February 28th. Going to showcase our brand new Best of CD.
Woo!
Yay! Yeah. Yes!
Funny.
Oh, it's going to be a fantastic show. It's going to be live. And also, February 19th, 9 days before, the three people in this room are going to be doing stand-up.
Yes.
True.
At the Bar Car. Big showcase show. Would love to have people out. Chad, how do you feel about that? Are you excited?
It'll be the first time I've been on stage in years, so yes.
Fantastic. Well, save up.
I did.
I don't know why Killer Bees right there. But, you know, we have an incredible show.
Fantastic.
We've got some amazing things going on for starters. Over the last break, we've all converted to Scientology.
Yes.
Amen.
And I, for one, am extra clear. Especially in the scalp, huh? Because I'm a bald fucking idiot. But right now, we want to go to a great new sponsor. Ladies and gentlemen, the good people at Sam Elliott Industries present Sam Elliott's Video Game Cheat Code Minute.
Hi there. I'm grizzled actor Sam Elliott, and welcome to Sam Elliott's Video Game Cheat Code Minute. If you're like me, you like doing two things, punching doggies on your ranch and playing Halo 3. And that's where I'm coming for with the tip on this next video game. Say you want to toggle your panning camera in Halo 3. Well, heck, listen up, partner. During a local match or replay, click the left analog stick and click the right analog stick, then LB and RB and up left. That's on me, buddy. This has been Sam Elliott's Video Game Cheat Code Minute. Yep.
Sam Elliott's Video Game Cheat Code Central. That was fantastic.
Beautiful.
And it's such a privilege to work with such a great actor. So many great movies. Who can forget Mask?
He was in that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Was he the one with the big face?
No, he boned Cher.
Ooh, I'd rather have the big face.
Oh, we're so glad to be back. And Chad's back. And you know what that means with Chad being back. It means that we can replay our classic segment.
Oh, everybody's favorite.
In which Chad, amazingly, even though he's been off the show, people know to write him.
They write him.
At his home address.
And they send it to his home address.
And they send Chad's fan letter of the week. Now hit that theme music!
Chad's fan letter of the week. Chad's fan letter of the week. Chad's fan letter of the week.
Dear Chad, you're my favorite comedian of all time. I love the way you do that thing with the words and stuff on stage. I have a question or two. I've been driving by your house, and I noticed that one of the bulbs in your porch light is burned out. You should probably replace that. I noticed the other day that you weren't home at Wednesday at 7:30 like normally. What was the holdup? Where were you at? Did you get a haircut recently? I haven't found as many beard clippings in your trash. Are you still combing it out on Thursdays? Because I've noticed a huge decrease. God damn it. Kalia's new school has much better curriculum. Laura needs to remember to turn off the light in her closet because that is still an incandescent bulb. You haven't switched it to halogen yet. Chad, please do all these things and get back to me and tell me why you didn't do all this stuff. Your favorite comedian, your favorite, your shit, your fan for life.
This guy writes horribly, doesn't he?
He doesn't even know who he is. Your best fan, Cecil Porter, president and only member, Chad Ryden Fan Club, Glen Ellyn, Illinois chapter. Well, Cecil... Fuck off. Jesus Christ.
Now hit that theme music!
Chad's fan letter of the week. Chad's fan letter of the week. Chad's fan letter of the week.
Chad Ryden. Chad's e-fan letter of the week. And that's so great. Please, by all means, write Chad at his home address, and he will read it when he comes back in 2010.
Thank you.
Nice.
Now, we have some incredible content this week, and one thing that I want to do real quick, I got a CD from my wife.
Ooh.
My wife works at this distribution company, and she found a stand-up CD that I wanted to play. It's by the Reverend J. Garland McKee. It is Volume 3.
Wow.
I'm not sure of how many volumes it is, but it is... Let's see this. Get the full title here. Delightful Humor from the Mississippi Delta as Preserved by J. Garland McKee. First of all, what a great angle. I want to do a stand-up CD of covers.
Right.
As okay. Preserved.
The materials.
By Jesper. I need a place for my stuff. Now smash a watermelon. Look at me preserve. I'm like Smuckers. But I wanted to play a couple tracks from this amazing, amazing CD by the Reverend J. Garland McKee. Let's start with the introduction. This is how he starts the CD out. It sounds like he's in his closet, but he's kind of telling you the purpose and intent of all 75 volumes of this box set. So let's play that now.
Those of you who have my records or tapes know... that I was born and reared in Greenville, Mississippi.
Uh-huh. Say that!
Of the Mississippi Delta. Having been closely acquainted with many Negro people since early childhood,
he just said Negro.
I am deeply appreciative of their friendship and of the contribution they have made to my own life with their warm, natural humor.
I thought he was going to say warm, natural
humor. Believing that their wonderful and unusual folklore is such a treasured part of our shared Southern heritage and culture, I consider it a privilege to help
own several of you
some of their unique humor for present and future generations.
I just don't want them to be president.
It is still true. As the wise man Solomon said, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
Mm-hmm.
It is my feeling that our troubled world needs this medicine in large doses. So I wish for you, your family, and your friends many
the white
wonderful
woods.
Hours
is he talking to the black
of
people
enjoyment
or
to lighten some of your dark days Dark. With the healing balm of refreshing laughter.
Now, that was fantastic, okay? So he set it up. He spent a minute and a half telling us basically that laughter is the best medicine. And we're going to start with his first track, and I want you to show the tender and sensitive tribute that he pays to the Negro culture of Mississippi in this terrific track entitled Outhouse, only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour, Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
Doodle-doo.
Over on the Big Black River in Mississippi, there were two little boys out in the backyard. It was on a Saturday afternoon. It was hot weather in the summertime.
Say, what, how come we don't have no inside plumbing? We got that outhouse out there. What, how come Daddy don't get us out of the inside plumbing?
Wow.
He said, I don't know how come it don't do it. Say, the folk down the road got it. I don't know how come we ain't got it.
So they talked about it and talked about it. The next Saturday.
He's preserving this.
They got talking about it again.
What a tribute.
I said, well, let us do. Let's just get us a limb and shell that outhouse over in the river. So we get rid of that outhouse and Daddy has to get us some inside plumbing. Said, no, you know we do that. I said, Daddy ain't gonna like that none. I know it, that's the only way we're gonna get inside plumbing.
So they got them a great big strong sturdy elm limb.
Elm
and
limb.
It right under the base of that outhouse. The outhouse was leaning right over. Hanging right over the bank of the Big Black River.
Uh-oh.
Boy, they got behind those two little youngins did and got that thing and right over in the Big Black.
It's like Michael Winslow.
In about 3 minutes and 47 seconds, here he comes up the bank. When he got to the lip of that bank, he said, Tommy Lee! Tommy Lee, come here to me, boy!
Say, what is that?
Hey, come here to me. Come here to your daddy. I'm going to ask you something.
What is it, Daddy?
So you shelved that outhouse over in that river?
Said, yeah, the daddy said, I can't tell a lie. Said, I shelved it over there, me and Sammy D. shelved it over in there.
Uh-huh. Said, uh-huh, I know you did, and I'm fixing to whoop you, too. Come here to me.
But Daddy, wait a minute, Daddy. George Washington, when he cut out a cherry tree, he told his daddy the truth, and his daddy didn't whoop him.
He said, but boy, let me tell you something. George Washington's daddy wasn't up in that cherry tree.
Hello, wow. Laughter.
Wow.
That do make a difference.
Wow. Yes. Yes, it do. Jake Arlen McKee from nice. Volume 3.
I got to hear 1 and 2.
I know, the third one ties cheated. Everything together.
I feel cheated.
The volume 2 ends on such a racist cliffhanger that it's. And the thing is, you know, that's I think that's awkward pain in its purest form.
I could just imagine him bugging his eyes out as he screamed.
Yes.
When was this recorded? Like 6 months ago?
1938.
Okay, thank you.
Although
goodness.
In Mississippi time, that is 2007.
Nice.
2007. Delightful humor from the Mississippi Delta preserved. By Jay Garland McKee.
Thank God.
Wow.
Volume 3. Now, I immediately feel the need to apologize.
To everybody.
To everyone for playing that.
Yes.
So I think that in the interest of fairness, we should play a hot young urban comic.
Yes.
Ideally, our good friend from Nashville, Renard Hirsch,
yes.
sent us a fantastic song. I believe it's a parody of Snoop Dogg's Sensual Eruption.
Yes.
This is Finger Introduction by Renard Hirsch, only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's up, man?
Nothing chilling, man. Just got back from the doctor's office, man.
Doctor's office?
Yeah, man. Out there trying to get that little checkup, man. I got the doctor's office. They're going to tell me I need a prostate exam. I like prostate exam. That ain't cool, man. Doctor's acting funny, man.
He said he's going to take his time.
Just relax.
He said he's going to get his before I.
This will
be painless.
He said he's gonna take it slow.
Just relax, just trust
he
me.
He said he wouldn't tell us so.
I won't tell so anybody about this man.
Finger introduction, duction. It was that finger introduction.
Party time, all the time.
Finger introduction, duction. It was that finger introduction.
Finger time, all the time.
He said he was married,
I'm married,
but
man.
He could have fooled me, me, me. He told me
bend over right here.
He tickled my feet, feet. He started with two fingers, then he moved up to three, three, three. He said that it wouldn't hurt, then I started to bleed, bleed.
Hey, man. What you doing back there, man?
It was that finger introduction.
Finger time.
It was that finger introduction.
Finger time. All the time.
It was that finger introduction. Duction. It was that finger introduction.
Finger time. All the time.
He seemed to like my behind.
This is nice.
He should have got here before I tried to scream out no.
Hey, man. Stop that.
But he said that's how the test goes.
It's proper procedure, man.
If you don't know by now, he violated me, me, me. He said it was secret, but only for a small fee, fee, fee.
Not a lot of money, man.
He stepped on the avenue and embarrassed me, me, me.
You know what, dude, let me do to him?
Then he smoked him a cigarette and gave me his key.
Hey, keys,
key,
man. What's this key, on
key. In case you want that finger introduction, duction. That finger introduction, duction. It was that finger introduction, duction. It was that finger introduction. Whoa.
Hey, man, that's messed up, man. Did that have to happen to you like that? Man, don't talk to me, man. Dude done violated me, man. I don't even feel like a man no more, dog. How I'ma look myself in the mirror, dog? How I'm supposed to be a man now? Man, I'ma need some counseling, dog. I need somebody to talk to, man. That wasn't right what he done to me, man. He ain't gonna give me his keys. Talking about if I want to do it again. Talking about he had a good time. He had a good time. I didn't. Right, Ted? That ain't cool, man. I'm just telling everybody, man, because I don't want this to happen to nobody else, man. Don't let the doctor get that finger introduction in on you, man. It's not cool, man. Fight the finger. Fight the finger, man. I'm out of here, man.
Renard Hirsch.
Hooray.
Wow. Finger introduction only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-dee-doo.
Whoop-dee-doo.
And be sure to buy Renard's CD, Cometry, Cometry, on sale, I know, in Nashville.
And online.
And online. Is it on CD Baby or MySpace?
My Baby.
One or all the above, yeah.
Mark has a new site called My Baby that it's frankly creepy.
It's but, not a website. I keep the CDs on my kid. Just go pick one up off her.
Get it?
No.
Yours wasn't in there. It wasn't up in there.
Wow.
A study in dignity. Now, it's been a while since we plugged this. I think it's only been about 10 minutes. So
okay.
We have a great new best of CD coming out. 30-something tracks, 70-something minutes of top-notch wackularity, the entire Texas Toast saga. Remember Texas Toast, Chad?
I do, slightly.
It's fantastic. We'd love to have him back.
He's doing it.
He's doing it, guys.
Man, it's like watching the TV box.
I will come back from the grave as soon as Sean Parrott writes me some lines.
You've won the audition. But we are selling that now. The reason that we're selling it, one, is we're poor. But also, we want to celebrate this great show because we've had a lot of bad podcasts before.
A lot.
We've tried and we failed. We're going to play some clips from those now. For starters, I'd like to play one. When I first started, I had an origami podcast that didn't go over so well. Let's go to that now. Let's play a quick clip. Hi, I'm Jesse Perry. I'm your host, and welcome to Origami Corner, the all-origami podcast. We're here to learn more about the exciting Japanese paper sculpture known as origami. So today, we're going to make a swan. Now then, what you just want to fold the corner over, like this thing. Get some tape. And there you go. Yeah, so that didn't go so well.
How did that not work?
But, you know, like Mark, you had your own bad podcast.
Yeah, I had one called This Is How We Do It, Mime Style. And it went a lot like this. Here, I'm going to just play a clip from it right now.
Well, that's, you know, pretty cool. It's, I mean, it's not bad. I mean, it's, you know, you're much more critical about it when you're doing it, but you look back on it, you know, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, Chad, before, you know, we all hooked up, you had your own podcast.
Very true. Mine was classic comedy classics from the old and golden years.
Oh, really?
And so here, well, let's just play a clip.
All right.
Here we are. This is one of the classics. Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton remixed together. Check it out, everybody. This is a comedy classic. Only on the Comedy Classic Wackalarity Podcast Hour. From the golden, olden, smolden days. Hilarious! Oh! I can't get over it. Oh, did you... Right there! Comedy gold! What a genius! Never, ever be equaled. Groundbreaking. Oh! This is great! Fantastic. Oh, that was perfect. Oh, what a way to end our 75th show. Before we go... We're going to go out tonight with another classic, Mr. Benny Hill. And here it is, only on Chad Ryden's Golden Olden Folden Comedy Classics from the Olden Years. Here we go with Mr. Benny Hill to close out tonight. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
You know, I didn't know a lot about what was going on in that podcast of yours, Chad, but the ending was fan-fucking-tastic.
Comedy classics.
I loved it. It's great.
That was terrific, man. Well, we got all kinds of great contributions from local people this week. You know, Renard sent one. Chad's here.
Sure.
Woo!
Sean would like to be here.
But he called his voice.
He's dead. He's dead. Dane Cook killed him.
Vicious.
We do have our friend Ryan Williams. Sent us a video clip, and it was a special message for the Mangy listeners. I haven't really given it a good listen yet, but I know it'll be heartfelt, and we hope everybody enjoy it. Only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-dee-doo!
The following is a public service announcement from Mangy Dog Radio. Hello, I'm Ryan Williams, one of the behind-the-scenes writers at the old Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-dee-doo! In addition to bringing you great comedy every week, part of my job is to sort through the bags and bags of fan mail and email that a show receives on a regular basis. We appreciate the feedback and the provocative photos, and we try to respond to them both as often as time allows. One trend we've been noticing as of late is the high amount of requests for more female voices and characters in the sketches that appear on our Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-dee-doo. Why don't you have any female cast members, the letters inquire? Why not add some women's voices to your lineup? We here at the Mangy Dog Radio Hour, whoop-dee-doo, feel your pain and your anxiety. Jesse, Sean, and that other guy who plays the piano and yells a lot would love to have a regular female comedian to add to the flavor and texture of the show. What's stopping us, you ask? Well, that's actually a pretty simple answer. You see, chicks aren't funny at all. Not unless they look silly, which never really goes over well at all in radio. We can prove it to you. If you are a woman and you think you're funny, even though you're not, then send in an audition tape of you saying the following extremely funny phrase. My vagina has cancer in it, just like my mother's, and I am going to die barren. See what you can do to make it come across as funny as I did, ladies. Our winner will be flown to Nashville, Tennessee on their own expense and invited to participate in writing sessions, on-air character sketches that require women, and doing general chick things like cleaning up around the studio and making muffins. So show us what you've got, girls, and earn your place on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour, whoop-dee-doo, by being funny. Which you aren't, because you're a fucking woman. Bitches. The following has been a special presentation announcement by the management of the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-dee-doo. Thank you, and God bless.
Wow. Ryan Williams.
Wowie.
Slinging some hate. Yeah. And he says that there are no funny women, and that is just absolutely not true.
Really?
What about Mary Mack, who's been on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Maria Bamford.
The great Maria Bamford.
Roseanne. Wait.
She's funny.
She was.
Once upon a time.
What about Laura Keitlinger?
Very funny.
Yes.
We need to call her.
Sarah Silverman.
Sarah Silverman. There's four funny women right there.
Jesse's mom.
Jesse's mother.
She's hilarious.
Yep.
That's it. Mom, what are you doing here? Oh, it's just Chad. That was uncanny. Do it again.
And
sure.
What's the chick that does the 30 Rock show?
Oh, Tina Fey.
Tina Fey. Tina Fey is funny.
She's funny great. Woman.
Amy Poehler.
Sure. Now,
the other, that short little one.
She's good, too.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
And I think that this entire 30-second conversation pretty much sums up the contribution of women this week.
And that's it.
We don't have any female tracks or recordings to play.
No.
Tough titties, ladies. Now, you know what we should do?
What?
We got some clips from our good buddy Matt Conti. Some great stand-up clips we want to play. First, Mark, I know that you're doing a show with him every Thursdays here in Nashville.
Yes.
Why don't you talk about that?
That comes on every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WRVU 91.1. So all your Nashville listeners get up and listen to us. But around the world, you can listen to us on WRVU.org. Click on show schedule and select get up, stand up. And you can listen to us anytime, 24 hours a day. We're on there.
So these are your archives, all the episodes you've done.
They archive one episode a week.
And
so if you
put
miss
on
us,
a loop, you can play anytime.
We're playing all week. Next week will be a new episode.
Well, that's great. Cool. WRVU.org.
Org.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Well, why don't we play some Matt Conti.
Matt Conti.
Some authentic Nashville stand-up. Remember to check out NashvilleStandUp.com. Here's Matt Conti, only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-dee-doo.
Whoop.
Hey, a lot of people, this dude came up to me and goes, Miss, you know, racism's still kind of a hot button issue in the South. So this dude comes up to me, he's all proud, he wants credit from me because he's a Southerner, and he goes, you know what, I'm basically colorblind. I see another human being, I don't see race or anything, I just see human. And he wanted credit for that. And I don't think he should have got credit for that. I don't think anyone should get credit for that, because I think that's something we should all be able to do, right? Okay, but I do, that's good, yeah. But let's be honest, I do kind of feel like when someone's born physically colorblind and they still find a way to be a racist. Yeah, now they're overcoming a disability and that deserves some fucking credit. Just being honest. I saw this guy with getting the bad cell phone service, you know, Cricket or something, and he's yelling in the phone, what? I can't hear you. He's hitting it. And right as I walk by, he goes, did you say exotic dancer or amniotic cancer? I'm like, what? I'm like, he must be hearing things. I keep going, he goes, oh, thank God, because you wouldn't want to raise a baby in that environment. And I'm like, oh, thank God, it's just cancer. It's just cancer. I went to a church recently. I'm not an avid churchgoer, but first time I'm there, and I have this one-on-one dialogue with God. Feeling weird. And I go, God, he goes, how you doing, man? I go, I gotta be honest with you, man. I've been having a lot of bad luck lately, to be truthful. Just really been getting crapped on. What's the problem? You know, is it the drugs, the tax evasion, the fact I'm a bad husband? What's up, God? You know? And God goes, you know what, man? I really don't care about any of that stuff. You know what your real problem is? You know that email refused to forward to 7 of your best friends out there? Like, I came out here like 3 weeks ago, or 3 months ago, it's like, I don't know, was it June, like March, and I got a good buddy in Denver, he's a professional snowboarder, and he took me snowboarding. He's like, Matt, you're in Colorado, we should go, it's your first time, I'm going to take you up there, and I go, that's cool, man, I should do it, how is it? He goes, man, I got to tell you, snowboarding's awesome, you're going to love it, but the first day your ass will hurt, you should probably wear knee pads, and I was like...
Wait, what are we doing again?
We're having a great day. Thank you, Sadie Steen. So I can help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to place a delivery order, please.
We don't deliver, sir.
Yes. I'm the customer, and it's raining, and I expect a Tacoma shake. Right now.
Hello?
Hello?
We don't deliver, sir.
We don't deliver. Think of how that sounds to a customer. We don't deliver. Brr, 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 brr. I've had it up to here with you. I need to talk to your delivery driver ASAP. Can you tell me where he's at on his GPS system?
Sorry, can't do it.
No can do. Is this the manager?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what. Is this a different person I was talking to?
No, it's the same person.
Okay, because earlier you didn't sound like you knew what you're talking about, but now you do. You sound like you know what's going on. Let me tell you
something.
This is Jake. I'm down here at the Kia. Down the road, you know the big Ferris wheel, the Kia?
Yeah.
We got a pink elephant out in front of us. Y'all going to tell me y'all won't run your ass over a couple of take-home shakes to my boys on the sales force here?
I'm sorry, we don't deliver.
You don't deliver. What about for $5?
No.
What about for $5.50?
No.
What about for $6 and a pack of cigarettes?
Don't smoke.
What about $7 and a package of gum?
No.
Slightly used.
What about you just come up here and get your receipt?
Oh, you went that route.
Yeah, you save your money and your gum and your cigarettes.
Well, let me tell you something. You try and come by a Kia at Hickory Hollow Kia, I'm going to deny your credit.
Thank you. I already have a Honda.
I don't care if you have $149 in a job. You ain't getting jack from me. Do you understand that?
I sure do.
Seriously, I'd love to come over there, but my manager, Chris Bostick, he said, don't you leave till you see me.
You better go see him or something.
I haven't seen that asshole all day.
Oh.
All right, I'll take half strawberry, half chocolate, half mocha.
Wait, come on and get it, and then you'll get it when you get here.
And my gum?
Excuse me?
What
are
you talking about?
Oh, you guys have too much fun over there, huh?
Let me ask you kids a question.
Huh?
Let me ask you kids a question. What's the podcast that's always funny?
I don't know. What do you think?
Hey, what's the podcast that's always funny?
What's the what?
Don't be talking to no damn customer. We on the radio. Oh, it's the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Hello? Hello? Don't try and trace his number.
Hello?
Hello?
I've been
hung up now.
Hello?
Hello?
How are you?
I'm doing well. Is this the manager?
No, that was the...
Okay, who am I speaking with?
A manager.
Okay, let me ask you kids a question.
Are you the manager?
Yeah, I am the fungineer. What is the podcast that's always funny? What's the podcast that's always funny? For a trip to the Bahamas. What's the podcast that's always funny? Oh, okay, I get it. Okay, it's a podcast
that's supposed to be working or something.
Who's asking the questions here?
I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Aren't you supposed to be working?
Yes, I'm working. I'm getting paid to do this right now.
Well, hey, you are. I'm getting paid to talk to you too, and I guess.
Yeah, this is almost like a 900 number, isn't it?
Huh?
What?
What did you say?
I said this is almost like a 900 number, isn't it?
Right.
Right. Okay, put the shake in the cup. Mix it. Mix the shake. Mix the shake. Oh, mix the shake.
These guys are having too much fun.
Nah, you're having too much fun. Y'all way better than Shoney's. I called Shoney's. They hung up on my ass by now.
What?
Shoney's done hung up on my ass by now. I called Shoney's. They'd be like, man, is this some kind of joke? I said, listen here. Go get your GED and get a job.
Hey.
That was the Shoney's people, not y'all. Y'all good people. Okay. When y'all going to come over with that shake now?
Tell Jason and Chris to let you come back over.
What?
Tell Jason and Chris Bostick to let you come over.
Don't you leave till you see me.
And you know this. Why That's a big Ferris wheel.
Let me ask you a question. Why your french fries so skinny all the time?
He's on a diet.
What? Man, y'all ain't funny. All right, y'all. I'm going to have to let y'all go.
I mean, he asked us.
Man, I'm going to have to I usually get hung up. Man, I'm going to have to hang up on y'all.
Ooh, scare me.
Oh, it's the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
All right, I got work to do. Bye.
No.
Manunso, you are the master of the prank call.
Hilarious.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Fantastic job. I don't think that steak and shake knew what hit him.
I don't think they know anything that's going on in life.
I got that sense from them.
Not the smartest steaks in the shake business.
You know, anyway, man, gosh, rain, huh?
Can we go back? Can we start this over?
No, we can't. We're killing time now. We're almost done here. But earlier, you know, we played the Reverend J. Garland McKee.
What mm-hmm. a blessing that was.
Yes.
And we immediately made up for that by playing some sane comedy. Now,
from
we
did. Who? What was that part
when
of the
was
show?
That?
Oh, that's right.
We must have dozed off.
Yeah. Well, you did. I didn't want to be mean, but you've been out for... It's midnight, guys. I know you're bored, but come on. Pretend. But earlier, you know, we played Ryan's declaration that chicks aren't funny.
Mm.
And we are here to refute that out of shame. Now here's Maria Bamford only on the thing.
Do.
I hit that theme music.
Brr.
But it's not. It's just about setting goals. And these are my three goals. Number one, master defeat death. Number two, kidnap George Bush, put him in a little camp where he's safe and warm but unable to rule. Safe and warm. Safe and warm, unable to rule. Number three, drink more water. Am I right, ladies? Oh, God. And so I've been trying to achieve my goals. Does anybody here have any goals tonight? Do you have any goals that you're working on? No? You do? You're getting drunk. Oh, that's good. How's it going? Good. It sounds like it's going really good. Well, I mean, you're achieving right now. I was a little anxious about my goals, and All you have to do, you know, do one little thing toward your goal. So, okay, master defeat death. Well, I can't do that all in one day. But what I can do today is I can stretch. Oh! Because that's if I'm going to be wrestling the dark force of evil. And paddling down the river Styx. I don't want to pull anything. Anyways, also, my life coach said, well, you know, what's the feeling you want to get from kidnapping George Bush, put in a little camp where he's safe and warm but unable to rule? And, well, I think I'm going to feel joyful, at peace, and sense that everything's going to be okay. Guess what? If you pour raisin bran into a bowl and then put 2% milk all the way up to the top, but not going over, but all the way up to the top, not going over, same feeling. Drinking more water, I can't do it. I can't do it. So now I'm just going to keep my mouth open when I'm in the shower. That way, anything gets in there, it's just gravy. Oh, guys. I like being in this comic club. This is a really nice comedy club, you know? So just... You're in a comic club and sometimes you don't know what the show's going to be like, you know, because they're kind of vague in their advertising sometimes. They can be like, we're going to be having some comedy. What kind of comedy? Well, it's going to be comedy, so it's going to be hilarious. Well, it's going to be the kind of comedy I like, which is barrel-chested Polynesian men telling caustic one-liners. Not necessarily. Ladies, drink free. And then they had the answering machine. Now, the answering machine here is quite mellow. It's very nice. But sometimes you call a comedy club answering machine. It's like, cock-a-doodle-doo. Thanks for calling the Rooster Cove, home of the 10-cent tequila truck. This week, we hit the hilarious comedy stylings of Bria Bamford. She's a woman of a million voices. She'll have you laughing all the way to 2007. Next week, Pumpkin Stick and his banjo, Steve. Like, you have no idea what's going to happen that week. I wish they'd let the comedians do the answer machine, you know, I'd do it. I'd be like, hello, you've reached a former nail salon that seats 400. This week, we have my quiet, odd joke stories. I think I only do about 4 voices, actually. 1 low, 1 high, and a couple in between. And I will have you laughing or saying,
well, I thought it was supposed to be Carlos Mencia. Well, it's your bachelorette party. Well, she's already started. You want to...
All the way into the parking lot. Next week, guy who opens each show at the group sing-along about accidental date rape. And then closes with the national anthem. Cock-a-doodle-doo! Do you ever find yourself being a total jackass for no apparent reason? Yeah. I find I like to bring it in retail situations. Like I just get all hopped up on Diet Coke and Jolly Ranchers. Go to Target. And like, you know what? If you can't help me, then I need to speak with someone who can. Because this is a $3 pair of flip-flops. Oh, I'll wait. Yeah, I'm returning a pair of rubber shoes on a Friday night. I got time! I wish I'd get mad about something that actually, you know, kind of mattered. You know, go in Target, be like, you know what? If you can't help me, then I need to speak with someone who can, because this is a $3 pair of flip-flops made by a 5-year-old Guatemalan girl, and I'm not leaving until she gets benefits and an education under the NAFTA Fair Trade Agreement. Yeah. You better go get a manager. This could take a while. Oh, sometimes it's fun to be evil. I'm generally pro-good, anti-evil. But sometimes it's fun to be evil just in little ways. Just with your friends and family. Be like my mom, you know. Oh, mother, I told you I'd call you right back, but I didn't. You've just been lied to by your demon seed. Around the neighborhood. Oh, Subway sandwich shop. I bet you allocated 1 straw per customer. But guess who took 5?
You just had your inventory reeked upon by the Dark One. Oh, little old man on SoCo. I asked you for directions, and halfway through you giving them, I decided to go back to the motel and take a nap, but I acted like I was still listening. Ooh! You just had your time wasted by the Beast. Okay, that's a new joke, and some of my jokes are my babies, and I push them out far before they know how to walk. Okay, let's take that back.
Yes.
Awesome.
Bam. Maria Bamford.
The Bamster.
The Baminator.
Bam, bam.
Only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-dee-doo.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Man,
wow.
This show has flown by.
Wowzer.
We are at the tail end of it, so why don't we go into some pluggage? And let's start with our grand fungineer, Mr. Mark Anunson.
I'll be doing a few shows locally. I would check out NashvilleStandup.com for my full calendar. I got a couple of these open mic things they talk about down at the Zanies.
What sure. is that?
Maybe on the 27th and maybe the 9th of February.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be at PodCamp Nashville speaking with Jess Perry.
That's
Sean
right.
Parrott.
That's right. We will be discussing the whoop-de-doo.
And my Mount Eagle gig was canceled.
Oh, that's a shame.
So I'm pretty much open.
Well, but you need people to come down and see you at Zany's, don't you? And you can get people in for free if they contact you, can't you?
I can.
So write to Mark at his address.
happyforapathy@gmail.com. If you want to come see me at Zany's, hit me up.
Absolutely. We can bring in a fair amount. Now, Chad, plug away.
I've got a website, chadryden.com. And then mangydog.com is a good website.
I like it.
I like it.
I've never heard of Nashville Stand-Up. I'm going to have to go check that out.
It's new.
Okay. And then the dangocomedypodcast.com, screechsucks.com, myspace.com/comedychad is a good thing to do. And, oh, I'm going to start a, maybe I shouldn't talk about it here.
Yeah, come on. Give it to us. Give it.
Okay.
Never mind. We're out of time.
Cheapandsleazytshirts.com. Not the word and, just cheap, the letter N, sleazy.com.
Cheap and sleazy.
Yeah. All my merch is there. And other really horrible t-shirts that my mother would not be proud of. So go there and buy them.
Ah, fantastic. Yes. Chad Ryden. Hey, Chad, thank you for showing up.
Oh, sure. That's what I do
best. Oh, it's an intermittent pleasure. Now, be sure to check Chad out. Also, again, we got to plug these shows. February 28th, Bongo Java, big live podcast. Our first live podcast. It's going to be a total fiasco. Also going to be releasing our Best of CD. Going to be fantastic. And we'd love to have you. And February 19th, me, Mark, and Chad are going to be performing at Bar Car. Find out more at NashvilleStandup.com. You can learn more about Mangy Dog at MangyDog.com.
Okay.
And go to MangyDog.comedypodcast.com, and there's old episodes of this thing.
That's right. But how long will they be up? We may be pulling them down due to this hot best of.
Yeah,
that's true.
So check them out while you can. I want to thank everybody that contributed, Renard Hirsch, Ryan Williams,
Matthew
the chicks
Conte.
Of the Steak and Shake, Matt Conte, very funny man.
Sean
of course,
Parrott's voicemail.
Sean Parrott's voicemail, of course, Maria Bamford, and we ditched the Scientology bit.
Oh yeah,
yay!
Did not follow up.
So so we're sorry about that whole opening and all that because we did not deliver.
I believe in aliens.
However, we know how we can pay people back. We've been making apologies throughout this show, and we're going to end by apologizing for neglecting the Scientology bit with the hottest, most intense musical ending that you will ever experience. For everyone here, Mark Anunson, Chad Ryden, everybody else, my name is Jesse Perry, and thank you for listening to the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-dee-doo!
Whoop-dee-doo!
Now hit the greatest music ever.
Hi there. I'm grizzled actor Sam Elliott. And welcome to Sam Elliott's Video Game Cheat Codes Shit. Damn.
Do it again.